Blog Talk Radio.
Silhouettes of tiny breath holding on. Little tears and all the years holding on. Oh,
and good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Caring for Animals, number 174 and counting. We've got another great guest coming back this evening. I hope you enjoy the show. All of us are here on this radio station to come together and take action for all these animals in need out there, because they don't have a voice. They can't fight for themselves. You know, they can't call the police. They can't make police reports out. So what we have to do is contact our legislators, everybody, and do our part. Put a little love in your heart and do your part, because every voice out there matters, and every, you know, signature counts, every email written or every letter, every appointment. United States of America, we the people can make it happen. So please do your part. I just want to go over a couple of things here before we do get started. This show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online, Marty Oakley. And you can go to that site, www.ppjg.me. There is a big article on tonight's show and some links that if you want to check out later. And also on the right-hand column, you can press follow the PPJ Gazette, and anytime there's a new article or a new podcast coming up, it will alert you in your primary email. And also on the PPJ Gazette at the bottom of the article, there is where you can share the promos every week, the number for this call-in every week, every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern. Is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 to speak, please. Try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on board. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host of Animal Advocates Radio. There has been, tonight, it'll be 174 live interview shows with wonderful guests. Can't thank them enough. Wonderful callers calling in and listeners. Everybody, welcome aboard, and hope you keep coming back and spreading the word, telling your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, your family about this show. Because the more voices out there, the bigger the audience, the better for the animals. All shows are recorded live every Thursday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescaringforanimals, you can go ahead and see all the links on there for Animal Advocates Radio, or on TS Radio, where I was a host on that for 163 shows, is www.blogtalkradio.com, and just search Voices Caring for Animals or Debbie Dahmer, D-A-H-M-E-R. And on the left side of the screen, you can share 24/7, Facebook, Twitter. You can email. You can make copies. Press the cross, and it's all of them. So everybody, please do your part. I want to give a couple of shout-outs here tonight before we get the show going. Take Action, Help Ban Animal Gas Chambers on Facebook. Megan Mason, Holly Smith, want to give a big shout out to you and thank you for promoting this show since the beginning. Voices Care for Animals support group on Facebook. I'm one of the admins along with several many. Thank you for all your support and all you do, because I can't always be there. But the Paul's Call Show, Lee Webster Foster, thank you so much. Fans of Animal Rights, Arlene, Help Fight the War Against All Animal Cruelty on Facebook, Ed W. Eisman, and also Evelyn Pendle. Boys for Animals on Twitter, Sean Walters. Boys for Animals on Facebook. And also the Paul's Pet Foundation, who the guest is coming back, Sam Diaz. He's awesome, and he's out there stepping up the plate, helping the animals. And we all need to give him our support again and again, because I tell you, when all these animal lovers and advocates come together, we see changes happening and positive changes happening. So everyone, please contact your legislators. There is a big nationwide rally tomorrow. It's the Calls Across America advocacy on every state Capitol lawn. It's going to be a peaceful rally to help out all the animals in need. And the big thank you to Cecilia Mady, the founder. She's having some bad health problems now, and she needs a kidney transplant. Transplant prayers for her and all her whole team out there. We're wishing you the best luck. If you can't be there, please just, you know, call your legislators, write an email in support of them, because every voice matters, everybody. And, you know, together we can all make a difference. We can at least try. A big shout out to Deb Potamano. She's a press agent. She's listening tonight. Thank you, Deb, Animal Warrior sister. And great news. Thank God her vision in her right eye has come back. And I'll tell you, Deb, I don't know what I'd do without you. She's been there with me since the beginning of the shows on TS Radio, Marty Oakley, back in 2014, June. Big shout out from a very close, she's like my sister growing up, Kathy Conley. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, sister. And hope to see you soon. But let's get on this show and get it rolling. And anyway, I'm going to introduce my guest. He was also on Voices Care for Animals, number 155, TS Radio. His name is Sam Diaz, and he's the founder and CEO of Paul's Pet Foundation. How are you doing there, Sam? Welcome back to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 174. How are you doing this evening?
Debbie, good evening. I'm doing phenomenal. It is an immense pleasure and honor to be once again a humble guest on your terrific show. Thank you for the opportunity very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, Debbie. I really appreciate it being here today and being able to talk to this wonderful audience of people that follow you for many years and see your phenomenal work for animals, your phenomenal work in behalf of the elderly population, and you had experienced some personal issues there and being really a big advocate for that cause and for the immense difference. Thank you, Debbie, that you're making for so many lives, human lives, and animal lives. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing to be here today again.
Yes. Hey, together, you know, I can't do it by myself, Sam. Just need those voices out there, you know, and everyone, if you, you know, please do your part. This number I'm going to give out is going to help you out in this big nationwide rally tomorrow. Do your part. If you can't be there, write that email, make that phone call, write that letter, go stand with a sign peacefully for these animals. 202 area code 224-3121. Press, are you going to put your zip code in, and then press 1 for senator and 2 for the state representatives. So please pass that that information and get the word out there, because the politicians are the big dogs, and try to be polite and professional, and you'll get farther than, you know, you'll see results happening. Right, Sam? Together we can make a difference. And thanks for all you do, because you're doing a major impact. But you want to go ahead and tell the audience And we'll give him a big shout out to Naldo and his two sons, Caleb and also Joshua. Hello, you guys, and you're listening in. Thank you, because I was told they might be listening in. So, hello. Go ahead, Sam.
That is terrific. And, Debbie, would you kindly repeat slowly the phone number that we all should call to speak with the representatives? Can you just say it again?
Yes, I can. And, everybody, if you have a pen or paper, or, you know, you can come back to this show, because all these shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. So here it is. It's area code 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that. It's area code 202-224-3121. It's going to ask for your zip code. You put that in, and then you'll press 1 for your senator, or 2 for your state representatives. Now, this number you can call 24/7 after hours. You can leave a voicemail, okay, like in the evenings and weekends. So, you know, whatever you can do, every effort counts out there. And, Sam, I put mine in my contacts on my phone. I've already memorized it. So, you know, I keep giving it out, because that's who we got to, you know, connect with to get any changes made. We just can't do it ourselves. You know, the more of us,
we can try, Debbie, like we are trying, you know, and thankful to a lot of people trying, but call 202-224-3121, please. Saving your phone, saving your tablet, saving your computer. If you make computer calls, they're like Debbie said, they're going to ask for the zip code, 1 for senator, 2 for state representatives. Leave a courteous message like Debbie, a very educated message for them, and let's ask for change. And if we all pull together, we can get a lot of things done. And as an example of this for the listeners, some of them know, somebody might not know, but the Voice of Animal Lovers closed Barnum Circus, which was a 150-year industry exploiting elephants, tigers, all kinds of animals. We all together close them down. So we have a voice. It's just that we need to speak as loud as we can.
Oh, yeah, and it takes teamwork also, Sam, to get any victories accomplished. You know, we have to stick together, and we can't give up, because if we give up, we automatically lose. And we don't want that to happen, because these animals, just like the animals, the elderly, the children, they're all defenseless, helpless, voiceless, you know, and they cannot call up this radio station. They cannot call the police. They cannot tell us how they feel. We have to see the facial expressions when they're in an aggravating pain or excruciating pain, and be their voice and step on their feet or paws and do something, because they should live in comfort, you know, peace, respect, dignity, you know, happiness, love, care. They have every right to be on this earth like we do. So, you know, their rights should be granted, not violated or denied. And there's a lot of animal cruelty going out there, Sam. It's terrible. You know, these shows will just, you know, it just, they keep going. I keep her worse stuff. And then I don't give up. I don't think I'm spinning my wheels, you know. I just want to keep going and you know, get the word out there, spread the awareness, the education, the prevention, trying to give them more safety, because all that matters. All lives matters. But Sam, you want to go ahead and just, you know, go ahead about the Paul's Pet Foundation in Pompano Beach, Florida. How you know, what you're planning to do now, because you're planning on trying for a no-kill shelter in Florida. That's wonderful, and I hope it happens. Go right ahead.
Yes, Daddy, thank you very much. And once again, just endorsing words, only teamwork can accomplish. We cannot do anything alone. And we are sure that we have enough animal lovers in the world to make a change. Well, let me introduce PAWS to the people that are listening today, which might be new to our organization. We are PAWS, Pet Foundation, P-A-W-S, Pet Foundation, That's the name of our animal nonprofit. We are a 501c3 organization recognized by the IRS and by the state of Florida. So any donations to us will be tax deductible by consulting your tax advisor. You can find us on Twitter. We have 194,000 tweets done, creating awareness about animal cruelty. We would like to tweet 194,000 times about good things, but of course in the world and including the United States, things are not good for animals. There's a lot of violence, a lot of animal cruelty, animal abuse. You can find us on Twitter at Support Pets, so it's at capital S-U-P-P-O-R-T, capital P-E-T-S, at Support Pets, capital S and capital P. From there, you can find on our profile our Facebook account, which is www.facebook.com/Support Pets. You can follow us on Instagram at www.instagram.com/Support Pets. You can also visit our main site, which is PawsPetsFoundation.org or .com or .us, or at PawsFlorida.org. And we have a blog, which is located at AnimalLivesMatter.us or PawsBlog.org, PawsBlog. Continuing to tell about our organization, we have the following very noble goals. We would like to open our South Florida no or low-cost spay and neuter clinic. Our clinic will provide 2,400 spay or neuter surgeries every single year. And if we do a statistic study on reproduction and consider that those 2,400 pets, if they were not spayed or neutered, they would be having babies or making someone pregnant to have babies. Every 6 years, just from those 2,400 females, which will give birth to kittens or puppies, they would add to 10 million in the end of every 6 years. So if you don't spay 2,400 animals in 10 years, those 2,400 animals would generate 10 million puppies and kittens. And we're just considering this study a litter of only four. And we know very well, because we're all animal lovers, listeners to the show, that the litters are more than four, way more than four. So it's a very, very conservative number. So there are many spay and neuter clinics around, and we should open more and more and more, because that's the only way to reduce the overpopulation in shelter is by spay and neuter, because spay and neuter is a final procedure to prevent a pet, either a cat or a dog, or a rabbit, or any other animal, to have babies. So if we do this consistently, we will reduce the overpopulation in the shelters. Our second goal is a very, very, very large goal, is to open a very modern, environmental-friendly shelter to house thousands of pets that would be held until they could find their homes. They would be separating in several buildings. They will be living in groups based on their size, breed, and behavior. It will be different than the regular shelters we see every day, that the pets are confined to little runs of 4 feet wide by probably 10 to 15 feet deep, divided in a place for them to sleep and eat and a place for them to walk a little bit. We will do it much differently. We will keep them in groups, because when a pet lands in a shelter, either a cat or a dog, of any age, especially the ones from mid-age to much older age, the separation anxiety, the frustration is we cannot even imagine what they feel. So by being in groups of other pets, instead of being alone hearing the bark of the dog next door, they will share an environment of a population that will be friendly. So this is our goal for the shelters. And when pets get to shelters, I really consider most of them, maybe 90% of them, are discarded there as trash. People just dispose them if you dispose your trash. And it's unfortunate this happens to millions and millions and millions of pets. And I have further statistics that I have studied to let you guys know. And also, within those two goals being executed, we'll work with the communities around in South Florida to promote love for animals, the need of spay and neuter, and the need of adoption. We also will work with school. We're going to have volunteers in school teaching children the importance of respecting and helping animals. We're going to teach them to become vegans so we avoid the trillions of animals which are sacrificed every year in the United States under the most horrific circumstances that are all available on the web in our Twitter feed at Support Pets, capital S, capital P, for everybody to see, comment, and retweet. And we need your help. We need the help of every listening today, everybody that's listening today. We need a lot of financial resources for both projects and sustaining donations. We will need many, many pet lovers as volunteers so that we can together accomplish our mission. So if you are listening to this program and are an animal lover, let's work with the people that you know. Let's all pull together to make those two goals happening. First, the clinic, and second, the shelter. And we have the following needs. The most specific needs we have is the donation of a building for the clinic with enough area and zoning that could become a full 24-hour veterinary hospital, fully sufficient on all areas, that will provide service at no cost and low cost to pet owners who cannot afford the price of regular clinics. When we open the clinic, we'd like to have in a setting that in a few years, maybe three the most, we could transform that clinic in a full 24-hour veterinary hospital with all the bells and whistles, self-sufficient blood exams, CAT scans, MRI, all exams, ultrasounds that cost a fortune on a regular clinic. We want to provide that for very low cost or free for families that have pets and cannot afford them. So please, if you work in a city, if you work in a town, if you know somebody in a town, if you know a legislator, if you know a company, a major philanthropist that could help us to get the donation of the land or the building, that would be awesome. The banks are full. The IOs of the banks are full of real estate that they inherit because people don't pay their mortgages, unfortunately. And those real estate parcels and buildings, they just stay there, deteriorating. Tax are not paid to the towns. They are not maintained. I drive around. I see a lot of those buildings. We don't need a place on the main street or a federal highway. We need a place that can become a destination. So if you have that possibility of contacting someone that you know that could do this for PAWS, I really am begging from my heart for you to come and help us. When we receive a donation of a building, any organization, that organization does not need to invest on capital expenditures to acquire a building. We're in the United States. Real estate is very expensive everywhere you look for. If we would spend $1 million to buy a building for a clinic, spaying you the clinic, or 5,000 square feet, which is already small for a hospital, those $1 million that we got in donations will be just giving to whoever is selling the building to us. We need to refurbish the building. We need to go through permits. We're going to spend probably more, $500,000 on top of that on capital expenses. Instead of doing that, if we have a donated building, we would just adapt the building, get volunteers to help us, get companies to give us material, and that $900,000, $800,000 of our money would be applied directly to the animals instead of being invested in a mortar building. So if you know that person, if you can donate that building, if you work in a city, open your heart and make this happen for millions and millions of animals, your help will become a legacy. And once again, Debbie, we are a 501c3 recognized as a tax-exempt organization by the IRS. We will gladly send each person that contacts us via email, and our email is in our site, which is support@pawspetsfoundation.org. We'll send you our credentials. We'll send information about us. Debbie, another thing that we're different than other organizations is that we are transparent. We're not asking for $1 million, a $500,000 blank check written cash. We are looking for people that would commit to finance those two projects, the shelter, the clinic and the shelter. They can open an escrow account in the bank of their preference. They can have a trustee oversee that escrow account. When we need anything, any money for any purchase or services, products or service, we'll give them three quotes, and they can pay the vendors directly instead of paying us so that we can pay the vendors. We want full transparency so that people know that they are giving $1 or $1 million to PAWS Pet Foundation in Florida, in Pompano Beach. That money will be applied to take care of the cause they're contributing for. It's not a single penny, not a single cent will be deviated for any other activity, but just to help the pets under our care. So please, people, help us, because we alone, with just a group of a few people, cannot get it done. We wish we could have one clinic in every corner like CVS and Walgreens, but we cannot do it, so we need you. We need your help. So we beg you, please help us.
Yes, and together we can all make a difference. We've got to at least try and help these animals out, because they so well deserve, Sam. They're so awesome. You know, they deserve to be treated with care. We know that our pets at home, they get the proper treatment, you know, and then there's the pets in the homes that don't get the proper treatment. And there's, neglect out there, and please, everybody, adopt, don't shop. You know, spay and neuter your pets, because I've heard astronomical amounts, you know, different ones, 5 to 7 million, you know, healthy animals get put down, euthanized a year. Then I heard 7 to 9 million a year. That number is way out there, and it's just so sad and heartbreaking. We can have solutions to those problems, you know. If you hear of anybody that's looking for a new furry loved one or new furry loved ones, tell them to go to their local animal shelter, you know, where they can find their new best friends. You know, make that animal in that shelter, you know, comfortable, because living in a cage is not, you know, comfortable for them at all. It's a lot of stress. You know, we don't know what kind of really backgrounds they come from. And every animal out there deserves a tender, loving, caring home where they're going to get attention, you know. And, Sam, you give Sweetie a big hug and kiss from me, too. She's so adorable. You know, we know, you know, real men, women, and children love animals. And they stand up for them. We can't give up. You know, that's the main thing.
We can't, Debbie. And I thank you very much for the many hugs that you always send to Sweetie. Sweetie is the love of my life. She's a Yorkie. She's 16 years old. She unfortunately became blind due to cataracts that I could not operate. There was no retina function. She couldn't hear. She can't hear anymore. And she's right here next to me. I'm touching her as I ask you from my heart for help. And I want to do this. Sweetie is my inspiration. And one other thing, Debbie, I want to co-name the clinic after a name of a person, a major donor, name of a family, name of that family or that person or that company, dog, so that we can leave together a legacy for animals. So I really appreciate it. And Sweetie is just endorsing my words here and just licking my hands. So that's awesome.
Yes, she is adorable.
You said right. I mean, the number of dogs and cats who enter in shelters in United States The statistics on the web go from 6 to 8 million, 7 to 9 million. I am sure that the statistics are far away from reality. And from those, maybe 10 million innocent animals will enter shelters every year in the United States, which is a country that loves them. And only about 20% of them are adopted. All the remaining ones are euthanized, and I don't call euthanized. I just said the words to repeat what's said on the web every day. If you go to our site, at Support Tax on Twitter, we call them murdered. No one has the right to take the life of any animal, whatever animal that is. And shelters cannot be kill shelters. They cannot put animals on gas chambers, which unfortunately do exist around the United States. Not many, thankful, but they do exist. And we have many, many, many kill shelters. New York, for instance, the New York Animal Control Shelter, they kill pets putting a stick on their heart because they have so many to kill every day that they cannot go to the murdering procedure that they call euthanasia with injections. So they do in a quick way. And not too many people are so far able to stop what's going on in New York. So go to our site, look at our tweets, be a voice. Let's together bring the overpopulation down in all shelters in the country, because radio is not only for Florida. There are people listening from a lot of places. I know there are people listening from Argentina right now. There are people listening from Uruguay that I know, people listening from Brazil, people listening from Washington, D.C. I believe Anna Chula and Anna Danielle are on the line. I don't know if they punch in the number one, Daddy. And I'm waiting for Maria Conchita Alonso, which is a Spanish actress and a singer, which you all know she's a phenomenal. She's a human angel. I'm waiting for her to come and call, but she's in Mexico recording for Los Dios de los Cielos. It's a new soap opera. So when I talked to her, she said, Sam, I would like to be there, but maybe I don't have a chance to call. They usually record the scenes until very late in the evening every day, and today is a weekday. So I would like her very much to be here in a future opportunity. I believe she will. But I want to thank you, her, if she's listening or whoever knows her that's listening. Thank you very much for all of her support. I love you, Maria. Thank you. And
yes,
thank you,
Maria.
Andy. I mean,
yes,
what you're doing for animals is wonderful.
Hey, I'm doing my best. You know, I'm trying and not giving up. And the radio is not, you know, the only thing I'm doing. I'm reaching out to, you know, the state reps and writing emails, signing petitions, you know, sharing on all social media, anything I can to get the awareness out. Because prevention is a big key, too. If we can prevent, you know, they always say one person saves one animal, can you imagine what thousands of us can't do together? Thousands of animals will be saved. So that goal can be reached and that victory can be reached, you know. So, and thank you, Maria, if you're listening in. She did post that on Twitter, a promo for this show, Animal Advocates Radio, and Voices Carry for Animals. Thank you, Maria, and we'd love to have you on the show. We love you. And thanks you for all you're doing for the animals out there, because that's so meaningful. You know, just even when the celebrities, Sam, get involved, that's, you know, you mentioned Morgan Fairchild before. You know, there's several of them that's out there that's helping out. Wish more would step up to the plate, because that's when we really get farther. Make our heads spin. There'd be so many positive changes made. Let's make 2018 a record year for helping the animals. Let's rock the world, everybody. Because they so well deserve. Rock these airways. Spread this show. The awareness. You know, the safe. They need more safety and rights. Because there's so many of them out there. Sam, my news feed makes me sick on Facebook a lot. Because there's so because mine coming from all over the world. So it's like, whoa. It's mind-blowing what's really going on out there. But we can't give up. We can't close our eyes. We can't be ignored. Because we're all on this earth temporarily, including all the animals. So we got to make the best of it. You know, and they deserve their rights. and they can't speak out for themselves, and that's a sad part. So whatever we can do to help out and make their lives better, they're going to especially thank all of us, because when they see their lives turning for the better, and it, you know, just because they have hearts just like we do, they come from families, they have feelings, you know, they feel pain and suffering just like we do. They just speak in another language. They shouldn't be hidden, and bring them out, and with the help of, you know, the social media and the AM/FM radio coming together and the news reporters, you know, the newspapers, anything, every effort counts. Getting the word out and letting us know, hey, this is what's going on out there, and this is a major problem. We need to fix it, not let it prevail. Because if we do nothing, nothing changes, right? Nothing. So
nothing changes. If we don't do nothing, nothing changes. It's just staggering. The number of the animals which are not spayed and neutered in the United States is horrific. It's just mind boggling. A percentage of pets living on underserved communities were not spayed or neutered is 87% of 23 million. So you're talking about 67 million pets which are not spayed and neutered. It is just terrific. It's just terrible. And we need to curb this down. If we spay a pet, the pet will be healthier, will live longer. We avoid several types of cancers. You will have a better behavior. And, of course, if you spay your pet or neuter a pet, it's going to go to the doctor less times because it will be healthier. And you're going to be saving on bills because they are very expensive. So please spay your pets at home. If you're a good animal lover listening to us, I'm sure your pets are spayed and neutered. But if you're just somebody that got a pet, adopt a pet today, yesterday, or know somebody that has a pet, tell them that spay and neuter is very important. It's the only permanent tool to avoid pregnancy and avoid the litter that's born, either kittens or puppies, to go to shelters, because they do go to shelters. Sometimes you give them to a good family, you think it's a good family. Some people have the puppies and they put in Craigslist and end up on rings for a dog fight, as David knows very well, and we tweet. So it's just horrible. In our Twitter feed, if you go to our Twitter feed and spend there half an hour, you need a box of tissues because you're going to cry. We have now 51,800 followers all over the country, all over the United States, and, of course, all over the world, mostly United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia. And we see cruelty every single minute. We retweet about them. People retweet our tweets. It's just so horrible. So if we all get together, if we once again act united, 202-224-3121, put your zip code, one for senator, one for state representative, make your voice count. Demand from them change. Because we can talk, and we'll do a lot of changes, but only legislation can change policies and can create penalties to be enforced to combat animal cruelty. It's just horrific out there. Horrific.
Yes, and they said they blame it on society, Sam. We are society. You know what we allow is what will continue. And if we shut our eyes, everybody, and ignore it, sweep the animals to under the carpet, or just, it's going to get worse, and it's already bad enough as it is. So get your voice out there, because it does matter, and don't ever think that it doesn't. You know, write them emails when they're signing petitions. You know, add a comment. Why did you sign that, petition? And share it to on your social media, because I've noticed, I don't know if you noticed, Sam, but on the social media, the action takers' activity is way down from years ago. And that's sad, because it looks like a lot of people's giving up. They're probably getting tired and fatigued and giving up. Don't give up. Take a little break here and there, but come back out, you know, come back stronger, because don't give up. That's the worst. Don't ever think you can get defeated, because until the end results come in, and it could be a victory, please, everyone, don't give up. Give these animals a chance, and it, and they'll, you'll, you know, you'll be happy. Every time I see a victory come in, and I was involved with, or I wasn't, you know, really involved with, I'm happy, and I think, look at this. We're not just spinning our wheels. There is changes being made, positive. So when you're a part of it, you know, spread the word. It makes you feel so good and say, oh, look at this. I want to keep going. You don't want to stop. And that's encouraging, inspirational, right, Sam? We don't want to give up.
Yes. Yes. I would never give up. Until my last breath, I will fight for the in behalf of animals. I love animals. I have a passion for them, and I want to accomplish this, those extraordinary projects, and I need the help of whoever is listening or whoever can be found by a listener to help us with that project. We all pull together, like Daddy very well put, as a team of animal lovers. We can make many changes in our country, many changes wherever we are, with a whatever it takes, positive attitude. It's to be positive, it's to be calm. We don't need to fight with tools or guns. We need just to be peaceful. And we will get much more through peace than through a tough fight with, you know, any other methods. We need to be very peaceful. And as activists and promote our causes and believe in our causes. And when you believe on something, you always achieve that something. You just need to persevere, to have strength so that you can pull it together. It happens in your family, it happens in your work, and half the causes that you love, any cause that is, you need to put your heart. And when you do things from your heart, like they say, you never work one day in your life. When you're an activist in behalf of any cause, you really never work. You're just getting so many rewards from what you're doing. So it's very important that we all get together to help each other. It's very helpful. And you're doing that, Debbie. I mean, when I met you for the first time, I believe through our contact in Twitter, I was amazed with what you did in radio. I didn't listen to all your shows. There are many. I was last year on number 155, so I listened to the computer with the archives, you know, maybe, you know, 10-20% of your shows, and they had so much content, and they probably make a difference that you don't even know. So once again, Daddy, thank you very much for that, what you do for animals, what you do for people on the radio, and I know you do a lot on the radio, because I see you retweeting a lot of our tweets. I see you very engaged on your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter page. So thank you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah, hey, you're so truly welcome, Sam. It's teamwork. I mean, teamwork rocks, and teamwork wins. And that's the main thing that's in my head. You know, that's the way I use goals for and head to victories. And, you know, it's so awesome. I just found something. This is wonderful news, Sam. I mean, it's like unbelievable, okay? But the gas chambers, there's still some gas chambers in the United States. There's just, you know,
yeah,
several states has it. But Megan Mason doing a shout out to you. Awesome news out of Ohio. They have ended the use of animal gas chambers. Great news for the animals. If Ohio can do it, all states can. Right. Yes. Another victory coming through. Isn't this great, Sam?
That is terrific, Daddy. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Many victories.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. This is great. Hey, because we got to work on more. It's not done over here yet. But Megan Mason, thank you for posting that. Don't give up. You know, this is what I'm calling teamwork. It doesn't take just one person, but this is great news. I know they're jumping to the ceiling in Ohio. Oh, and everyone, there's a petition on Paul's Pet Foundation to ban the chaining or tethering of dogs throughout the United States. There is currently 54,648 signers that have signed, and they want to go up to 1 million. So Donna Hughes, she's a country singer. She's been on this show several times. She has that on change.org. And where you can find it is on the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. Click on that link and go to here. Please sign here. We could all, you know, get our signatures in, pass it on, and let's help them out because these chains, there's another issue, dog chaining, everyone. So, you know, spread that word on that because there's more states coming in victories, you know, with banning teethering. So, Sam, we can't give up. You're such a great person and wonderful. You know, you stepped up the plate and you say, "How I'm going to help the animals out, no matter what it takes." And you're not giving up.
Yes.
And that's a big plus. So,
no, that is correct. And regarding Donna Hughes, which I love her very much. She's so wonderful. I talk to her, you know, once in a while. She's a great singer. She's a terrific human being.
Yes,
she is. If you go also to our blog, which is pawsblog.org. If you go to the last tab, we have a tab called Do Not Keep a Dog on a Chain, which I'm just clicking on my computer here, and you can see her. You can see her petition. You can see her songs, and you can correspond with her, and you can sign the petition. So it's just very important that we continue to support her cause because dogs or any animal shouldn't be in a chain. And, of course, you know that, unfortunately, they are. So whatever you can do to support that petition, the more signatures we have, the more impact we will make. Thank you. Yes, definitely.
And if anybody wants to call in with any comments or questions for Sam, the phone number is area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, and I'll let you in. I just try to refrain from any noises in the background, and you're more than welcome to come aboard. That number is the same every week if you just want to log it in your contacts. Area code 310-982-4270. You can put it under Animal Advocates Radio or Voices Care for Animals, and please spread that number because you can, you know, listen by phone. You can also listen by Skype, you know, calling in. These shows are every Thursday, so you can listen to worldwide with unlimited listeners. You know, so if you want to call in, you're more than welcome because we are here and we're taking calls. And Sam is not going to give up. I'm going to have him back on this show many, many times. This is not the last time, Sam. You're always welcome back. All these former guests and everything. So
I will be always there for you, Daddy. I was there for you. I was there for the animals. It will be an honor to be in your program again. And I thank God every day for your friendship. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yes. And thank you for your friendship too. Cause everyone, I've made so many, you know, friend contacts from just helping the animals out that it's up there, you know, through these guests and callers and listeners, and you know, we stay in contact. I've seen, you know, there's so many that's hooked up my former guests together and working together. I think it's awesome, you know, teamwork. Take that human chain reaction and keep going because that's what it takes for any job out there, for any, you know, even in sports, it takes teamwork, you know, throughout the world. When we all team up and our voices do carry throughout the world, if there's enough of us, you know, stepping up the plate and saying, "Hey, I'm standing up for what I believe in and I'm not going to fall." So, you know, these animals deserve a chance. And I just got another victory, Sam, a big
parade.
Really?
Wow.
California said number yes on SB 1249. California is one step closer to cruelty-free cosmetics. Thanks to everyone. Isn't that great? Oh, my goodness. See this teamwork coming through?
I didn't know that. I knew that Governor Brown, and I exchanged tweets with him about a month or two ago. There is legislation that passed that there will be no pets for sale in any store in the state of California only if they come from shelters, Debbie. I don't know if you knew that. So California has been ahead of many states on many things, and this just told about cosmetics. I just want to move to California.
Wow, this is great news. Thank you, California. You're rocking, and
thank you.
The beginning, you know, the follow the leader. It's going to be a chain reaction here, because because once it hits, and then they give the red flag, and it's watch out, here comes some more. I've seen that happen a lot, Sam, a lot. You know, once it comes under victory, and there's more to follow, and coming up the same on the sidelines, and that's great. Because these animals, they need to be treated, fairly in this country and around the world. There's a lot of issues we got. There's a, long road ahead, but we will reach this destination all in good time. We just can't give up. Don't turn back.
Never give up. Never give up. Never give up.
Yeah, and God bless you too, Sam, because you're making a huge impact too. Because, what you're doing and you're getting your word out there. Because you got a Facebook page, you got Twitter, Instagram, look at this website. So you're coming in from all angles trying to get the word out, the awareness, prevention.
Yes. We're doing everything we can. And once again, we don't have too much time, but I just want to emphasize my plea. I'm begging for whoever's listening that can tell 20 of your friends about what we intend to do, and let's pull together. Let's get that building donated. Let's get that piece of land so we'll be able to do this together, and together we are strong. We cannot do anything alone. Alone, a person cannot do anything. So with God in our side, with faith, with determination, we will get it done. So please help us. As I was speaking with you guys, I just put some tweets on our page regarding the petition for Donna Hughes. I'm sure that Debbie will retweet about Ohio and California so I can retweet our followers. We have 51,800 followers in Twitter, 5,000 in Facebook. I apologize because Facebook cap is on 5,000. So every day I need to unfollow the people that are not authorized to use Facebook anymore. I got to look through my 5,000 followers every day and unfollow the ones which are not in Facebook anymore. They don't have a picture, like I believe you told me, Debbie. I didn't know how to do it. Now I go there, I found them, and I unfollow them, and I follow. Today I followed more than 10, 20 people just by unfollowing the people which are not active anymore. Thank you for that little trick. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. And audience out there, if you go through your friends, and I'll alert everybody, Sam, if you go through your friends on your Facebook and you see just the outline of a face, you want to look at that, click on it, and it might say that their account has been deactivated. You want to go ahead and unfriend them because Facebook will not deduct that from your total friends. I've found at a time, and it adds up, but make sure if you it says like four mutual friends, that means they're just using that the outline of a face for their profile picture. But other ones that don't, just click on there and it'll say this account has been deactivated, and then you have the option to press unfriend, so that way, it'll deduct from your total friends and you can add more. Because there's a lot. I bet you found a lot too, right? Because there's been a lot of people going off Facebook, I've noticed. And that's not good, really. Because the more, people on there, members and action takers, there's the key right there, action takers. The ones that take the time and do something. Not just because we can't get anything done. Facebook is not going to change any laws. They're not going to start any laws, and they don't intend to. So your comments, take those to a state representative and let them, hear it. Because, on social media and stuff, it doesn't, it's not going to matter. That like button Sam, that like button doesn't do any justice either.
That's right.
That's, I don't care, has no, angry face, wow, happy, or whatever, that, you know, that like button deserves no justice. Press that share button, and it goes in your news feed. And it's amazing. I see videos out there, 1 million views, 2 million views. I like to see that more, right? 1 million views?
Yes.
Whoa. Yep. Or 1 million signatures? I barely see that, but it does happen. You know, signatures.
It happened on Cecile de Lion. Remember?
Oh,
hunter,
yeah. I remember that.
Hunters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That person that unfortunately killed Cecile de Lion. We used Twitter out, I mean, for like 48 or 50 hours straight, and together with the help of other organizations, we moved that petition to 1 million signatures. I think it was the highest signature in petition on behalf of animals ever. And nothing resulted from it, but we'll keep trying.
Oh, yeah, we can't give up because, you know, with those petitions, you know, they really do work. If they have enough signatures, you know, and they get downloaded and they're taken to the representatives, you know, the ones that have the petitions and don't go nowhere with them, there's going to be no changes made. The petition holder has to get enough signatures, get with the representative, you know, download them and, you know, present them. And that's how it takes place. And make them phone calls because that means a lot. So...
Yes, 202-224-3121, zip code, 1 for senator, 2 for state representatives. I learned that.
Yes. Oh, yeah, pretty soon you're going to memorize like I do.
Yes, you will. David, thank you. I mean, this being so awesome being here with you. I mean, I'm here with Sweetie in my lap, and just now just embracing her and giving her kisses and it's just amazing. So thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you for everyone that's listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your praise on behalf of Animal, for your work, for your dedication. Let's work together. Let's make a huge difference. Thank you.
That's right. Let's make a year of 2018 a record year for positive changes, for positive future, for our animals in need, all of them. And reach out and speak out for them, because if we don't, nothing changes and it only gets worse. So everyone, please visit, you know, Sam, his website, PaulsPetFoundation.org, and on Twitter, it's Support Pets, and on Facebook, just search in the thing, Paul's Pet Foundation, press like, see how you can help out. You know, share it on your social media. You go and share it everywhere. You know, copy and paste the address bar. You know, tell your families, your friends, neighbors, coworkers about it. That's how change comes about. You know, giving every effort we can. Because if we're quiet, this is going to get a lot worse than that. We don't want to hit that angle. So, Sam, appreciate it. Looking forward to having you come back on. This has been another great show, you know, so I want to welcome you back, and we know, wonderful friend, you stay in touch, wonderful advocate, thanks for all you're doing. Everyone, I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. Next week, we're going to be discussing dog fighting, so let's, you know, come together, you know, call in, feel free. Voices Carry for Animals is on every Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. You're all welcome to join in. After the show, this show will be downloaded, and you can share and listen 24/7. www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescarryforanimals. So please do that, and hope you join us next week with the Danielle Lelick, I believe the name is. Welcome aboard, Danielle. And hey, we're going to be rocking airways again. But thank you, Sam, wonderful friend. God bless you, and thanks for everything that you're doing. And keep me informed.
Thank
we'll
you,
be in
Debbie,
touch, I'm sure.
Very much. You have
All
a
right.
blessed evening, and everyone listening, have a blessed evening. Thank you. It was a pleasure. It was an honor to be here again. Thank you.
Yes, and it's an honor and pleasure to have you on again, okay? Good night, everyone.
Thank
and
you,
God bless you all. And thanks for
Good
listening
night.
In.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
Bye-bye.
Night. Good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.